No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and I'm back for the third time with my man, RMC Mike.
Yes, sir. Three-peat.
How you feeling?
I'm all right, man.
Yeah?
I'm feeling blessed.
That's good to hear.
I'm back for a third time. So
the music, honestly, you got a lot of hits, a lot of stuff that I'm actually really feeling. The I'm Back song. There's a bunch of other ones, too. Yeah. You got one song with Louis Ray and Y&J that I was loving when I was working out this morning. You got a lot of good stuff. I feel like you're really, like, experimenting with the flow and trying to take stuff to the next level.
That's exactly what I'm doing. And it's good to see that what I was trying to do, that notice it, basically.
Right.
Because it was like, okay, you know, I started my whole little with the little rookie season.
Uh-huh.
And I just been going on, you know, sophomore, junior, all that.
Right.
So I just like, it's senior season. I wanted to show them that I can do more than just talk for real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I could really make music. Like,
I mean, there was this whole era of Flint and, you know, Detroit rap where it was like a very similar sound and the beats were kind of similar and stuff. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people kind of ended up jumping on the same sound. And you know how it is in rap is like, if you have one city that's popping with a sound, then all of a sudden you're going to have other cities jacking it, and you're going to have big-ass rappers kind of taking the sound and shit like that. And I feel like now that we've had a few years to like kind of process that sound, now it's kind of becoming more about like who can innovate on top of it and do different melodies and different things with that basic style or whatever. And you've always been at the forefront of it, but it's dope to see you really like stepping it up and actually like just make it, honestly, just making better music, like stuff that I could see going a lot further in terms of like mainstream popularity and like that, having a bigger audience.
For sure. That's kind of been like my main goal lately, is just to just step out of my comfort zone for real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just try, because we all know in these days of music, it only would take one song.
This is true.
Like, it ain't, like rappers back in the day, they had it so much harder than it is now.
Mm.
It take one song, bro, to where you can just, it'll change your life.
Right, because you've seen that with PZ over the last year or so.
Hell yeah. That $2 million, that went crazy.
Right. Every girl I know making TikToks to it.
For sure.
And I'm like telling my girl, I'm like, you realize I interviewed this motherfucker, and I'm like a huge fan of him and shit, and you just making cute little TikToks to him. I'm like, that's pretty funny. Like, you don't, because she don't really take interest in like 99% of the rappers that I with.
No.
And then all of a sudden, he got one song that just so much bigger than
just
anything
like,
else.
It's taking bro places in there. Like, he in Paris right now.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
They got
first
him on the runway?
In Paris. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure if they want him to, he'd get up there.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? That just shows you how one song can really change your life for real.
Right. So what's the last year? It's been, what, like a year, year and a half since we last did an interview. What's been the change in your life? Or what's been different? What you been up to?
Basically, I just been focused on what's going to take me to the next level for real. You know, that's what I've been focusing on. Like, I never, like, going in the studio, I never was, like, searching for a hit. You know what I'm saying? Rap is what I love to do, so we just go in there and do it. And the outcome be the outcome. But lately, I ain't going to lie, I've been trying to search for that.
Mm.
Search for, like, a hit song. Like, I want to make a club banger or some shit like that, like, for the summer.
I hear it on the new project, because you definitely have a bunch of songs that sound like they're kind of aimed at girls or talking about relationships, doing a little bit more of, like, thematic shit, whereas for a long time, you know, all the records that we fell in love with from Flint, it wasn't like they were really about anything in particular.
Right.
It was just a bunch of dudes saying all the funniest, craziest shit that they
for
could
sure.
on tracks, right?
So basically, the music got more of a substance now.
Yeah.
That's what I've been focusing on, making my music have, like, a particular substance to it. So
right, that's dope. Is there anybody who influenced you in particular to start adding different melodies and kind of going in different directions, maybe making the hooks a little bit more specific? And before you even answer that, very rarely, actual fans of this podcast know, I do not come on here and just start being like, oh, I like your music. So, if I'm complimenting somebody on their music, it means I actually feel it, you know?
No, for sure, for sure. I noticed that. If you don't fuck with nobody, you'll let him know.
Yeah.
But, to answer your question, I've been listening to a lot of No Cap and D-Baby lately.
Really? That's dope.
Like, them probably, like, my top two artists right now.
Interesting.
And just listening to them make you want to, like, open up a little bit more, I say.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Get more personal. You know what I'm saying? Open, bring the fans into my world a little bit.
Right.
More. And just, like, they music got substance. I feel like these niggas drop music that is just, like, timeless damn near. Like, 10 years from now, I can go back and listen to this song and still feel what he was talking about 10 years ago.
Yeah, and I went to a No Cap show at the Novo out here a few months back, and I definitely saw it where the fucking audience was so
serious,
captivated, and they knew the words to all these songs.
Word
and the,
for word.
Yeah, like, I mean, he's somebody who really, like, zeroed in on that. I feel like he's better than a lot of the people that they talk about above him. You know?
100%.
Yeah.
He like the top of my radar right now. I don't really see nobody really out rapping No Cap right now.
Yeah.
That's just my personal opinion, though.
That's interesting, too, though, because I feel like a lot of people wouldn't assume that you are fucking with stuff from down south.
For sure.
Or even D-Baby, that you were fucking with
D-Baby
Hispanic
cold.
Rappers and shit. No, he's dope, yeah.
He cold. Like, shout out my homeboy, Pootie. That's the first time I ever heard of D-Baby. I was riding in the car with him, and he had played a song. I'm like, who the fuck is this? This nigga hard. Like, yeah, it's D-Baby, dude, little Mexican dude or whatever. And no bullshit, from that day on, he's been on my playlist.
Right.
So I've been listening to him crazy lately.
That's dope.
But yeah, them the two.
So when you made that I'm Back record, did it actually feel like you were, you know, back from anything in particular? Like, did you take a little bit of time away from the music or the spotlight or anything like that?
I ain't gonna say I took away from the music spotlight. It was just like, that was my feel good record, man. It was really just how I was just feeling that day. It's like, it's time to put the foot back on the pedal. You know what I'm saying? You know, my brother being gone, you know, we holding it down for him, holding down Ghetto Boys, Sir, and RMC, you know. It was just like, That record was like a breath of fresh air for me.
Right.
For real. Like, I can't even tell you how it just came about. It was really the beat. I'm going to put it like that. The beat. Because, you know, I don't write. So it's like, I just go in there on vibes. And that was just like the vibe I'm giving me. Like, I'm back. Like,
that's why I was actually thinking, listening to the newer project, is like, did you write some of this? Because some of it seems like a little bit more well thought out, like maybe you had taken more time with shit.
Not one bar. Literally. One bar was wrote.
Right.
But I don't know. I guess it comes with life and just how I'm just feeling at that moment. You know, with this rap shit, you have ups and downs because, okay, people get it. Okay, you rap, they might see you doing good enough, but we all got a life outside of rap, you know what I'm saying? And that sometimes that shit can bring you up, bring you down, discourage you sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
So what, you had some ups and downs in terms of your personal life?
Hell yeah.
What kind of stuff?
Always.
You don't got to spill everything, but anything in particular?
Just really trying to stay relevant. That's like my biggest thing is like keeping my name alive and keeping the brand alive. You know what I'm saying? That was my biggest thing because, you know, like I said, me and bro came in this shit together. And, you know, he just been like my, you know, we've been Batman and Robin since we been rapping. But it was like it's they took him away. It basically showed me, like, you can stand on your own. You know what I'm saying? Like, it taught me a lot to myself. Like, you could really do this shit.
Nah, for real, because, like, you really, like, blew up at a moment where you guys were both popping at the same time.
Yeah.
And you know, it is like that, like, where I'm sure you were working on music for, how long were you rapping before you really felt like you started to blow up, like, 5-10 years?
Hell no. I wasn't really the rapper, though.
Okay. So
my brother was the rapper. My brother Benji, my brother Reese.
Okay.
You feel me? He was the real rapper. Like, that's where RMC came from.
Right.
And for people who don't know what it means, it stands for Real Money Counter. But it came from my brother. So I used to dibble and dabble with it, like, in my younger days. Not, like, serious, though. right. just fucking around. Then my brother ended up going to jail, and then I end up meeting Rio, and we were just, you know what I'm saying, we got in there, and it was just, it was magical for real.
Right.
So it was like, might as well do this shit, you know what I'm saying? But like, I'm living my brother's dream right now.
For sure, yeah, because when I'm listening to your newest stuff on YouTube, it's constantly trying to pull me back into listening to the older shit from a couple years ago, and in particular, a lot of that Rio shit had just a real magic to it, you know?
For
the
sure.
energy was just fucking ridiculous.
Unmatched, for sure. It yeah. definitely was.
So, and it, I mean, so yeah, they kind of, the circumstances pushed you into a situation where you had to kind of stand on your own.
Yeah.
Because Rio is the kind of dude who is just such a ball of energy, and the music is so good and everything that it's like, for you, it kind of, you feel like it kind of puts you into the Batman, like the Batman and Robin, like you were the Robin in the situation where for you sure. weren't necessarily going to have the same level of shine, but it put you into a situation now where you kind of had to step it up. And, and the numbers on YouTube and shit tell that story of like, damn, basically. Okay, people are really fucking with you on your own. You don't need to necessarily have Rio on the track.
Real shit. And that's what I'm seeing now. Like, even with like the last probably like three videos that I dropped, like you said, on YouTube, they really been doing good numbers. And that's been opening my eyes to that too. Like, damn. Like, okay, they really seeing that I can do this shit for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need, bro. Like, we gonna rap forever together. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we both are solo artists. You know what I'm saying? It just, we make magic together.
How's he doing? And when you think he might come home?
He doing good. He doing good. He, you know, high spirits. Keep his head high. You know what I'm saying? He's just ready to come home. And I don't have an official date, but I'm going to say we're going to push for, from what I know, we're going to push for close to the end of the year.
Really?
Or if not, if not the beginning of next year.
Wow.
But it ain't going to be too long. He'll be home.
Like, it's crazy. Time flies, man. Because he was supposed to do 5 years. But...
Yeah, but you know, in the feds, you got a 60, you do 44.
Right.
You know how they got that shit. When they get like time and a half or some shit like that. But however that shit goes.
He's somebody who's pretty comfortable behind bars. Like, he's not in there all sad and woe is me or nothing.
No, he not at all.
That's, he's probably the life of the party.
Yeah, that's crazy that you said that.
I believe it.
Because
yeah.
just by, you know, having conversations with him, you can tell. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you got to think about everybody on the yard probably looking up to this nigga like, damn, I'm locked up with Rio. Yeah. You know, he's one of the hottest niggas in the world right now.
He probably going to have some incredible stories by the time he gets up.
He going to have some shit. Yeah. He's going to have some shit. He's going to have some stories to tell for sure.
Right, definitely. So how often do you speak to him, though?
I speak to him often enough. I say probably out of a week, I probably talk to him like once or twice.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Is it the kind
of... He don't see... Rio the type of nigga, he don't be trying to call too much. You know what I'm saying? He don't be trying to call too much.
Right.
But when he call, you know, we chop it up. Reminisce, bitch, I miss you, I love you, keep your head high, you know, same shit.
It is always kind of weird because it's like, you don't necessarily want to tell a guy who's locked up about how great your life is and how everything's fun.
No, but
hanging out with these girls and doing these drugs.
I'm pretty sure he see it. I'm pretty sure he see it.
He see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Somebody got a phone in there that's keeping him up to date?
Dang. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure he see it.
Right. Definitely.
For sure.
How do you, have you thought about like how you're planning on attacking shit when he does get out? Like what you think the game plan might be?
Who knows, honestly. When bro get home, we all gonna sit down, you know, me, him, Peasy. We all gonna sit down and figure out what's the next move, what's the best move, you know what I'm saying? But all I can say is shit, when he get out, shit, the ball gonna keep rolling. It's right back to where we left off at, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
We're gonna get right back in that studio and get y'all fire ass music. We just trying to take this shit to the next level now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We trying to break that the industry though now.
What's your relationship with Peasy like these days?
That's bro. Me and Peasy, our relationship good, honestly. Like we were just together not too long ago. You know what I'm saying? We just shot that video, me and him just dropped.
Right, seen that.
You know what I'm saying? And bro got a lot of shit in store for us that he got planned.
Really?
And we got a lot of shit in motion. I really can't speak on it too much, but just know we got some big shit in motion.
Right.
On the music side, to which I think it might fuck the world up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
When you think of the Ghetto Boys, though, in terms of artists, is it just you three or are there other people that you consider part of it?
On paper, yeah, it's okay. Us three. But Ghetto Boys is more than just like, you know, it's like a family. So you got closer people who was a part of it that, you know, got their own separate jobs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But as far as artist-wise, me, Rio, and Peasy are Ghetto Boys.
Have you anybody on your radar that might be good to add to the team?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's really a lot, like, especially from back home. Like, we got a lot of underrated talent that just crazy that we just need that. That just need that exposure for real.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you a couple of them out there, my boy Slap Savage, he rough to me. I was just talking to him right before we started this interview. Mm-hmm. I was talking about the song with me and him. I had heard a song me and him did a little minute ago out here. And I was just telling him, like, bitch, you was going crazy on there. Like, then you got Baby Ghost. Okay. If he ain't on y'all radar yet, you might need to listen to him. That's Rio, little brother.
Actual brother?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is little brother. He cold, though.
Really?
Rub. I'm talking about, and then he can give you two different sides. He can give you on the harmonizing side, he can give you the real raw rap uncut side.
Oh, okay.
So that's what make him dope to me. We got a lot of people, bro. Up and coming. If y'all, Six Warvine, he rough. Money Boy Mark. Y'all probably know about Babyface E.
Yeah, I heard. I was supposed to interview him a while back, and I heard him again on your project.
Babyface E. We got a lot of people like from Flint that's talented as hell.
It's wild because you're somebody who kind of got on while you were a little bit older,
yeah.
But then it's like every year there's a whole shitload of new talent that are young as fuck.
Tell me about it.
And it really keeps you on your toes, right? Trying
hell
to compete with them.
Hell yeah! Like I just before I got down here, probably 2 days before I got down here, I just got in the studio with Band Gang Javar and Band Gang Biggs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like real shit. Me and Rio was probably the first niggas listening to them niggas in Detroit. Like in Flint when they came out. And I was just explaining to them niggas the other day, like, man, that's crazy. Like, I'm in the booth with y'all niggas. And, you know, we was like fucking with y'all niggas heavy. But the crazy thing is, I thought these niggas was older than me, man. These niggas is young, man.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm just like, damn. And that just goes off what you said. Like, you know, we caught it kind of late.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm finna be 30 years old.
Really?
You know what
I'm saying? Not even 30 yet?
I ain't 30 yet. I'll be 30 in February.
Okay. It's like the voice and the fact that you're a little heavy set makes me feel like you're a little bit older.
Yeah.
No offense.
It ain't that. It's the way I carry myself, too.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Conversation-wise and just all that. It's just everybody always thought I was older than what I was.
Right.
But
I feel you. When I was watching this video of you doing a little tour of Flint, and you were like at the barbershop.
Walk a mile.
Yeah. And man, I was kind of surprised. It's like a little bit more desolate, and there's really ain't shit going on from what I could tell, at least in that video. I don't know if there's other sections of the city that are a little bit more lit.
Ain't shit going on.
It's a quiet place. It's got low population too.
Yeah, you know, probably like 80,000. Probably not even that no more, for real.
Really? Cause
a lot of people moving out, and it's probably less than 80,000 for real.
Right.
But yeah, it's small. It ain't shit going on, bro. That's why we trying to do this shit to bring back to the city.
Right. You spend much time out there still, or just once
in
a blue?
I live in the city.
Oh, you do live there still. Okay.
Hell yeah, I still live in the city.
What makes you not want to move somewhere like L.A. or even Detroit?
Honestly, I don't know. I've been big on that lady, though. I've been looking up a couple places to where I've been looking for houses and shit. Like, I'm on the verge of probably moving out. Like, I wouldn't sell my houses back home and nothing. Like, I'd keep them, but I'm on the verge of moving out.
Mm.
I've been thinking, that's been on my mind lately. And a couple places I've been looking at is Atlanta, Texas. Them like my top two I've been looking at lately.
You got homies there that you plan on tapping in with, or you just like those cities?
Oh yeah, yeah. I got people in Atlanta and Texas, and then like in Texas, like I got a good relationship with TSF family.
Oh, okay.
Like Peso, Sauce Walker, them. Like that, like a Peso, my man's for real. Like I fuck with him. That nigga called me just to check up on me and all type of shit. Just,
yeah, those guys, you know, are great.
I fuck with them heavy down there. You feel me?
They got a lot of energy.
No, they got good energy.
Yeah,
the good kind, and that's that. Them the people that you need, that I like to surround myself with.
And you guys have similar taste in beverages as well.
Yeah. We definitely do.
What's the status of the drink? Yeah,
we drinking water
as well. Yeah.
No, I still sip drink though. I don't go crazy like I used to.
Uh-huh.
I'm slowly quitting, but you know how that go.
You think that Rio being gone has allowed you to fall back on it a little bit? He was a real advocate, right?
Hell yeah. Like for real.
Right.
But I think it's a good thing for both of us, man, because it's like now. Now we get a little older or whatever, you know, health is wealth. So I've been looking, you know, I've been a bigger guy all my life for real.
Uh-huh.
But I done got big. I'm finna try to tone this shit up a little bit.
This is the biggest you've been, or you were heavier before?
No, I was heavier than this in like high school. I was heavier than, I was real fat. Like I was big as shit.
Right.
Playing football and shit on the O-line.
It feels like there's always like a time in a rapper's career where they sort of realize that the lean might be having a bad impact on them, and that if they really want to do the best that they can in terms of their career, that it might be best to leave it in the past at a certain point.
For sure. And it's not just with the lean. It's a lot of shit. Like, I'm trying to cut back on the cigarettes and cut them out. And I'm really probably finna leave these blunts alone, man. I'm probably finna go back to papers for a minute. You know what I'm saying? You know the paper just a cleaner hit.
Don't you feel free to light up as far as right now though. I forgot.
Yeah, we good.
I could give you the warning.
Yeah, I just want to tone up. I don't really just like want to do no drastic. Like, oh, he got little as hell. No.
Yeah.
Cause they love a big nigga.
A skinny RMC Mike isn't in the works.
Big niggas in style right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that.
I'm going to be honest with you. The females love us for some reason.
But right now, a lot of rappers get that into their head. Like I always thought that Paul Wall did that, but I think he actually had health issues.
No,
like,
for sure.
He got on as a chubby dude, and then he lost hella weight right away. And I'm not going to lie. Like, there is something about being chubby that makes people kind of fuck with you. Like, if you're a fat guy who's drinking and partying, it's like it's more of a fun vibe. And then if you're sober, I feel like people don't necessarily regard you the same way.
Yeah, and then I'm one of them. I'm not one of them insecure fat dudes. Like, I don't go swimming with a beater or a shirt on. I'm popping top. Fuck are you talking about? You're gonna see these stomach, these titties, all that.
Right.
You're gonna see it all.
It's all about confidence when you're fat.
Hell yeah. It's all about. But believe it or not, a lot of big people don't have that confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can express that to the world, man, listen, man, motherfucker got to take me for who I am.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You get the good, the bad, with the ugly.
You got to be able to do that. You got to. When I think of Biggie or Big Pun or like all these rappers that I loved when I was younger, that was part of it. It's like, oh, you can be fat.
No,
you just
got
to wear it the right way.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. You got to love it. You got to love you. First of all, you got to love yourself first, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel like a lot of people lose that. Like, bro, you gotta love yourself. You gotta take care of yourself before you can take care of anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Cause you the one that's making this shit happen. If you ain't here, you know what I'm saying?
And it's funny that you say that about being all skinny and shit though, cause I lost like 40 pounds over the course of the last like year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I feel like a bitch sometimes. Like, I'll be looking in the mirror, looking at myself in a photo, and I'm like, damn, I used to feel like a big dude. And now I kind of am starting to feel like a skinny little fuck, and I don't know.
Nah, I look good on you, brother.
You think?
Look good on you.
It's a slow process, though, because then also when you lose mad weight, everybody thinks that you're addicted to drugs.
Mm-hmm.
When I go on Vlad, especially because they got the super high-quality cameras,
for sure.
I will have to read a million fucking comments just talking about he's back on the coke. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm like, bro, I'm healthier right now than I've been in years and years, but they see you losing that weight, and it does take a while for it to look normal on you.
No,
you,
for sure.
If you lose 10 pounds in a couple weeks or a month, it makes your face sink in a way that does look a little unnatural until your body gets used to it.
Yeah, but I see a lot of big guys are getting themselves back together. I'll say just a couple of examples. You know, Ross, he slimmed down.
Mm.
And then I was on Instagram yesterday, and I seen him make a post, Fatboy SSE.
Oh, yeah.
He made a post from how he looked at back then and how he is now.
Right.
And you could tell he just in a better place. Like, he just, that's another one. And then who else losing weight off this motherfucker? Look at Peasy.
Peasy lost some weight, yeah.
Peasy lost some weight. Big Lou. Lou Graham, he lost some weight. You know what I'm saying? We all was bigger guys, but like I said, it's like the older we get, it's just like you got to take care of your health more.
You know what's wild, though? You should go out to Europe, because I was out there for a month and eating everything, eating at five-star restaurants and, like, you know, in France and Italy and shit. You go get breakfast, they're bringing you out big-ass plates of bread and butter. Really, not just breakfast. Every meal, it's like hella butter and food and jam and everything. And I'm really like, normally I don't eat bread in the morning. Normally I just eat eggs and bacon.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm out there eating shitloads of bread before every meal. And I get home and I get on the scale and I didn't gain a single fucking pound in the whole month that I was out there. And everybody was telling me that was going to happen, that you go out there and you can eat whatever the fuck you want and you won't gain weight. And somehow it seems like it's actually true, and I don't understand why.
You telling me it's just the American food that's fucking us up?
People try to say that, like, all the ingredients are different in America. There's all kinds of rules about what you're allowed to put in food and stuff, which, yeah, maybe, but I don't know, man. I was really pigging out there.
I don't know. The way you said that, it might be some truth to that, because at the end of the day, we don't know how this shit being processed for real, bro.
Mm.
We don't know the behind closed doors of this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey.
That's why I'm glad to have a girl who likes eating healthy, because I get home last night and she's literally cooking like $60 worth of steak from the fucking nicest grocery store in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just looking at her like, you spent $60 on these two steaks for dinner? Like, you really turned into a bougie bitch. We were eating fucking McDonald's when I first met you. Shit changed.
No, shit changed for sure.
Yeah, definitely. You in a relationship these days or?
Nah.
That's not going on.
Nah, it ain't going on right now.
Wow, what happened? I feel like you were in one relatively recently. Like last time I interviewed you, right, maybe? I can't remember.
No, I don't think I said I was in a relationship.
Oh, okay.
I ain't been in a relationship. I've been single probably for like 4 or 5 years now.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? So.
What, no women could handle the rapper lifestyle or what?
No, I ain't going to say that. It's, I don't know. I'd probably say it's more so me, man. They say you don't supposed to hold on to the shit, but you do. I'd have my heart broke before.
Mm,
you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. I got trust issues.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So I'm basically working on me, man. I'm working on me to be the best person I could be. So when I do find that lady, I can get her all of me. You know what I'm saying?
You don't get lonely? Like,
yeah,
you when know, I'm single, it, I get no, lonely get as a lonely. Motherfucker. It I need somebody.
It definitely get lonely for sure.
Yeah.
And then it just, I don't know, you get tired of fucking with all these different little females and shit, man, because that shit gets stressful.
Right.
That shit gets stressful. You exchanging all these different energies and shit and all that shit. It ain't. So I would want to set out, if you ask me, I want a wife.
Right.
You feel me? I don't got no kids yet. I want to have a kid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
It's the best. It'll change.
And then it was like, I was kind of blessed growing up because I had my mother and my father.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So they was married. They've been married 27 years.
They set a good example for you in terms of what that should be like?
No, for sure. Like, even if they did have problems, they didn't let us see it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So it was like, it was just, they gave me the guideline of what love and shit and marriage supposed to be like, or what I think it's supposed to be like.
Right.
It's just, I mean, only time will tell with me.
Okay, but this is the thing, is like, a lot of times now you hear people having conversations about body count and, you know, could you wife somebody up who has slept with people that you know, et cetera. You got any strong feelings about that?
None of that shit really matter to me, man, because at the end of the day, we all got a pass.
Right.
We all done did shit we weren't supposed to. We all done been out here doing. It just, I feel like it's who you can tolerate. It's what you can tolerate the most, man.
Mm.
With that certain person.
Especially being from a small town.
Yeah.
Everybody got to fuck each other, right?
For sure. That's exactly what's going on. A whole bunch of fucking, man.
Right. It's not like Miami or L.A. where, I mean, that's still the case, but it's more plausible that you would be able to, well, especially, okay, if you're L.A. or Miami, that's somewhere where people move. So a girl from Kansas will move to Miami to be a baddie.
For sure.
And yeah, she fucked 20 dudes, but they're all dudes she went to high school with. You don't know them. Right. So it's not really awkward in the same way.
That shit really don't matter to me, man.
Yeah.
It don't matter to me. If you can love me and I feel love correctly, oh, well, bro. It is what it is.
Yeah, that's how I feel, too. Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck, bro? Like, for real. Motherfuckers be taking that relationship shit too. I ain't gonna say too serious because it is a serious, it's a serious note, but it's like, I don't know, I just, the morals ain't the same no more.
You feel that way?
Hell yeah.
In what way?
It's just like, the way women, I mean, like, how can I explain this? It's like, being a, it's not expressed. I've been seeing a lot of people doing the screaming out the 50-50 shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Which ain't nothing wrong with it. I wasn't mind going 50-50, but it's like, what my pop showed me, he was always the nigga who did everything.
Mm.
Not saying that my mama still worked, she did all that, but she did that shit and kept that to her. Like he made sure all the bills taken care of, all that, just, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. But I don't feel like in these days, it just ain't too many niggas like that no more.
Right.
It ain't too many niggas like that no more just to take care of it, take care of a woman like that, like everything. Like I didn't try that shit and it backfired in my face.
Right.
I tried to be a good nigga.
You tried to take care of a girl and she cheated or what?
Cheated and then some other shit. But it was like, I'm talking about like cut every one of my sad little hoes off. Like I tried the good nigga role and that shit blew up in my
face.
That'll
really fuck a good dude up.
No, for sure. for sure. Like I tried that shit, like for real. I tried that shit. I tried the good nigga role and that shit backfired.
Yeah.
So it'd just be like, I ain't giving up on love, though. I ain't gonna never say that. I ain't giving up on love.
Okay, if you're a rapper or you're someone who's doing well in your life, and let's say that your expenses in a year are, you know, 100 grand, 200 grand, whatever. I mean, it's hard enough to find a girl that you fuck with in the first place, but to find a girl who's also able to go 50-50 with you when you're trying to live in a nice-ass spot and you're trying to drive nice cars and shit, it's got to be kind of difficult, especially if you end up falling in love with a girl who's a motherfucking dental assistant.
Mm-hmm.
It's you're going to have to help her out if you want her to be able to be side-by-side with you.
For sure, but in the same sense, we need more women that'll back us up too, though.
Mm.
It's like a lot of these women, they just want to be taken care of and all that, and you know what I'm saying? But shit, I ain't gonna say we need taken care of, but shit, we need help too.
Right.
I don't think women really understand a lot of shit we go through. Like, as men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we go through a lot of shit.
Hell yeah.
You know that? Just out in the streets or just moving around. It's just, we go through a lot of shit, and it's a lot of shit we got to worry about.
And when you go through some terrible shit and your girl really holds you down and doesn't waver and she is the person that you need her to be emotionally and shit, that is what really will get you just bonded to them and in a totally different way.
That and just a motherfucker who I like. A motherfucker who will help build up a motherfucker, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Like a one night, it can go both ways. Either a man building up a woman or a woman building up a man. But I feel like a woman should help, she should help you want to be better, basically. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like come up with a plan. Let's, like you said, okay, I might be dating a dental hygienist, whatever she called, but. Well, we come up with some shit like, okay, she come up with a plan. It could be anything, but I'm just going to put it out there like, say, boom, she fuck around and start our own marijuana company.
Mm-hmm.
Shit like that. Like, just give you, like, good ideas and shit, motherfucker. I want a motherfucker that just going to, want to help build together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Coming up with ideas. Don't always wait on me to, you know what I'm saying, come up with the shit.
Right, because you know what I'm always impressed by is relationships where, like, the power balance can change and they stay together. And the most obvious example to me of that is Cardi B and Offset.
Mm-hmm.
Because when she got with him, he was the big rap star, and she was, you know, social media, doing her thing on TV. She's doing her thing. It's not like she's a nobody, but she was a smaller artist.
No, for sure.
And now she's out of here. She is fucking gigantic. And obviously, he's still what he is. He's still a legend, a huge player in the game and everything. But I don't know. It's kind of interesting when the power changes that much, you know?
For sure. And I'm glad they still rocking.
Yeah, it's inspirational, right?
No, it's definitely inspirational, you feel me? Mm. But I even say like, we can even look at an older couple like J and B.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit amazing.
Mm.
Like, y'all been together, y'all been locked in for so long.
Yeah.
And y'all still going there. Like, that shit dope. That shit dope to see.
He knew what he wanted, because I think he scooped her up when she was like 20
Hell
or some
yeah,
shit.
He knew what the fuck he wanted. He like, shit, fuck that.
And if you think about it, yes, she was a relatively popular artist at that time, but she was not anywhere near where she's at now.
Hell no.
20 years later, like, she's a fucking massive legend. When she came in the game, it was not, you know, when he scooped her up, he saw the vision and he helped get her to where she's at now,
sure.
And never really asked for credit for it or anything. You know, like, people kind of underrate that.
I hate people like that.
Yeah.
I hate people that'll help you just to throw it in your face.
Mm.
Like, that probably irked me the worst, man. Like, especially if I didn't ask for help.
Mm.
That'd be the thing, too. Like, I could see if I asked you, but that still don't give you the justification to throw it in my face. But especially if I didn't ask you, and you help a nigga out just to throw it in their face.
Mm.
Never been that type of guy.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Never been that type of guy.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
Especially once you've seen a million different careers unfold in front of you, where to me at this point, it's almost kind of regular where I interviewed so many smaller artists that end up becoming huge.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of times you maintain a good relationship, but a lot of times they just get so fucking big that they forget about you and they move on. And as an interviewer or a person who's like kind of just helping people out when they're at a smaller stage in their career, that doesn't bother me. You know, like that's very much their right. They were using me to get where they were going, and that's fine. You know, I benefited from it as well.
Mm.
But I can never, I hate when I do see people who kind of just have to make a big show out of it and have to be like, look, you got to this place because of me or some shit.
Right.
Most of the time, those people were going where they were going regardless.
Well, that's why I appreciate you so much, man. This is my fucking third time.
No, it's an honor, honestly.
That mean a lot to me, though, bro, because I don't see too many people with three episodes on No Jumper.
But I don't even think you were supposed to be on the first one. I think Rio walked in and was just like, hey, can I have my boy Mike with me? But I was already fully tapped in, so I was like, oh, yeah, that's fire. Let's do it, yeah. But that's some real shit right there, because he could have been the only one in the title.
No, for sure.
And just made it all about him. He was happy to put you on with him.
But guess what? That's just how we rock, because Letty would have been the other way around.
Mm.
And you would have interviewed me, and it would have been the same situation.
Right.
Like, nah, bro, my brother here, we might as well make it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
But I appreciate you for bringing me back again. Shit, that shit dope to me, man.
Well, it's my pleasure.
It's always a blessing to be here.
Especially, like, because I got the email, like, you want to interview Mike again? So I threw on the new project, and I was actually just like, oh, damn, all right, this is not a dude who's content to just keep making the same fucking song over and over. Like, I immediately was just like, damn, the growth is impressive to me.
Down back shit, it kind of surprised me, man. Don't get me wrong, I like the record. But it wasn't no record that I'm just like, this is the one.
Right.
But the crazy thing is, everybody, like the little small circle that I showed the record before I put it out, was like, bitch, that's the one.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. You feel me? And then I went down to Oakland and linked up with guys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I let him hear it. He like, that's the one.
Right.
I want to shoot the video.
That's dope. He saw the vision too?
Yes.
You feel like you got to step up the videos a little bit at this point? Yeah, it's not enough to just keep doing the same gas station video?
For sure.
Mm.
For sure. I definitely been on that trying to do like treatments, like had real treatments for videos and, you know what I'm saying, different, not just no one outfit type of shit, you know, wardrobe change, shit like that.
Right.
I'm getting into it.
Definitely. I'm
getting into it.
Yeah. How much of your income goes to drip in an average month? You do the designer all the time or you just for special occasions?
I'm going to put it like this. I used to go crazy. Put it like that.
It's hard to sustain that.
I used to go crazy, but I don't shop as much as I used to, but I do. I have my spurts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like 1 month I might go crazy. Then, you know, for another month, next month I might chill out. I might not buy shit or I might buy fewer things, you know what I'm saying? But definitely spend a lot on this shit. We got to, though.
Mm.
That's the price.
But when you got that much jewelry, you can kind of just have a regular ass t-shirt on.
I have regular days. Like, yeah. For sure. Like, white t-shirt, hoop shorts, flip-flops.
Right. Especially when you're just around the crib, just local.
But I go out in public like this sometimes.
Right.
Especially if I'm not, it's most likely like back home.
Mm.
Like, if I'm back home and I ain't really on shit, I ain't really got to wear shit.
Yeah, what's the point?
What's the point?
You got to have the chains on whenever you leave the house?
No.
No?
I don't wear them all the time. Like, when I'm going out to place and I know I'm finna be out here, I got to put them on.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But just chilling around. No, and these bitches heavy, man.
I believe it, yeah.
Real shit, these bitches heavy.
Sometimes I do touch rappers' chains and I'm like, God damn it. That feels like a painful experience to have that shit on all day. Yeah, look at that. What's that? Fucking 8 pounds of pure Cuban link. Whatever.
Now you tell me that's light or that's heavy. Like, drop it on the table so they can hear this shit.
I could not imagine carrying that around. Maybe I'm gonna do it like this.
That's 800 grams.
No, that's intense right there. Sorry to all the headphones users out there, but no, that's. I mean, I couldn't. Personally,
there's
like,
not no light Cuban right here.
Yeah, I got a phobia of even like having a watch on. I don't like the cramped feeling of having it on my wrist. I got the wedding ring now, though.
Mm-hmm. I just bought my first ring.
My first jewelry I ever rocked. Yeah, so yours is a little bit bigger than mine.
I never liked the rings, though, but I like this motherfucker. It got little Bugattis and shit on the top of it and shit.
How much
like
you spend on that?
This ring was probably, what did I pay,
$4,500? Okay.
It wasn't that much, but it was 45.
Yeah, this one is only like $2,000, so I feel all right if I lose it.
Yeah, but shit, yours solid.
Yeah.
So it is yours better.
Shit get all scratched up, though. I took it in to get polished one time, and then when they gave it back, it felt like it looked thinner.
It is. Yeah. You know, I was just going to tell you that you don't want to keep getting it polished because you losing out on that. You losing on your weight.
And so I should take it off when I'm like lifting weights or doing anything that's going to like scratch it up. But I'm scared if I take it off that I'm going to fucking lose it.
Yeah, that's always.
So instead, I just let it get fucked up.
Yeah, that's always a possibility.
Yeah.
Like, I lost my motherfucking grill, man.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. I lost my shit in Atlanta. I think the only person that ain't lose their shit is Jay, man.
Really?
I think Louie lost his shit too.
Did you take it out to eat and then you lose it?
No, what it was, I down there kind of remember what it was. I think I had a case for it, but I fuck around and lost my case. So every time we would pop them out, we'd get like some paper towel or some tissue and wrap it up.
Right.
I really think I just threw that shit in the trash one day
mm-hmm.
and left the room and it was over.
I
was in a whole nother city to when I realized I didn't have it. I was getting ready for another show, putting on all my jewelry. I'm like, where the fuck my grill at?
Yeah.
I couldn't find my grill. I'm like, damn. I'm like, this bitch really gone.
There was this rapper back in the day, he's still doing his thing, this dude, Doo-Wop Kane, and he left his fucking grill at the spot, and then I wrapped it in paper towels, and I kept it, and then my girl threw it away, and I had to explain it to him. But damn. I'm pretty sure it was like a $300 grill or something, so it wasn't the end of the world. But
oh, yeah, mine was way a little bit way more than that.
Yeah. That's why you got to do the permanence. You would never?
No, hell no.
No?
Hell no. I wouldn't do permanence.
When I see Kodak getting that surgery and shit, just happy as fuck to be having all this shit screwed into his mouth, I'm like, bro, that is a dedication to stunting that I just cannot even fucking relate to. Like,
yeah, that shit crazy. And them niggas go put them diamonds, them solitaires in their teeth.
Yeah.
That shit hard, though.
That's a commitment to the game.
Hell yeah.
Definitely.
His rapping shit is serious, man.
How'd you end up working with Sada Baby on the new project? Have you been tapped in with him for a while? Or?
Yeah, Sada Baby like my brother for real, bro.
Okay. Now,
he was one of the first niggas from the D to tell me, like, bro, you can send E, bitch, we gonna do music for life.
Really?
Like, anything you hear me on, I don't give a fuck what it is. He bitch, send it to me. I'm gonna get it on it.
Right.
You feel me? It just, we always had that genuine love. That's what I move off a lot, though. So, like, anybody that you see me with or linked up with is always been on the genuine side. Like,
right.
Just on the real side. Like, motherfuckers don't be on no, I'm bigger than you or fake famous type shit.
Right.
Niggas be real stand-up guys. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because
me and Sada had our issues at one point. We back cool now. We haven't actually tapped in since we settled our differences.
I'm pretty sure you'd tap in if you reached out to it.
That's a good idea, actually. An interview with me and him would be great.
That would be a dope idea.
Because the last one we did, we took mushrooms and we got real weird. We were acting silly as fuck.
I feel like that'll be a good idea. Just yeah. Reach out to him. I damn near 98% sure he not gonna say no.
Yeah, I'm gonna holler at him. But there was a time period where when the whole Flint shit was popping off, you know, I'm a fan and I'm paying attention trying to figure out who gets along with who.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't necessarily seeing him collaborate with some of the newer artists that were coming out of Detroit and Flint, and I was kind of wondering, like, is there any kind of static there or anything?
No, I ain't no static. It just, you know, Sada basically came out of, you know, Sada was going through some shit himself.
True.
With, you know what I'm saying, him and his label and his situation, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, bro, you got to take a step back real quick and get on your business handle first, you know what I'm saying? And then that's what he did. He took a step back, you know what I'm saying? Because Sada was one of the biggest niggas out the D at one point.
Hell yeah.
You feel me? He's still the man, you know what I'm saying? He still make good music, great records, all that. He had to step back and get his business side together, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because when he came out and said he never made no money off DistroKid, that shit blew me.
Blew your mind, huh?
How?
Really? He was just signed to, and so.
Man, I don't know the extent of, like, what it is, but I remember he said this, what came out of his mouth, like, yeah, I got it was a video or some shit, and he was like, he ain't made no money off Distro. He just now started making money off DistroKid or some shit, and I'm just like, damn, boy, you got down there platinum records. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Signing to a label, though, they start doing all kinds of shit with them bread,
man,
huh?
You just gotta be careful, man.
Mm.
But you look, like I said, bro. Us come, we street niggas, man. We don't know nothing about this shit, man. So it's like, sometimes you gotta go through shit in order to understand. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. But then too, it's like us. I love it where I'm at, man. I'm content with what we doing. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. But it's like, motherfuckers. How can I put it? It's like, motherfuckers, let me see. I don't want to say the wrong shit, man.
Right.
And I'm high as shit, too, though. Right. But run it back. What the fuck we was talking about again, man?
I can't remember. That was a few minutes
ago. That shit crazy. I ain't never just had a brain fart like that, man. That's funny. And don't edit that out, please. I want them to see this shit. They're going to be like, man, this nigga Mike crazy.
Nah, yeah, the fans will love you for that.
I really just had a brain fart, though.
I mean,
I was trying to get to a point, but my mind just went like blank.
What were we talking about? Sada. We were on the Sada conversation. Who's cool with who? Talking about people potentially not liking each other, and then what? Record deals. Yeah, the record deals, and him making money off DistroKid.
Oh, yeah,
the
okay.
Fans are like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? Because they were just seeing us talking about
it. Don't do drugs, kids. Because I definitely had a brain fart. Okay, I do remember what you're
right,
talking
okay.
about. Okay, the record deals and all that shit. With the record deals, you just got to be careful, bro.
Mm.
Oh, okay, I get what I was saying. Like I said, sometimes you just got to go through certain shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to bump your head sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But with me and Rio, it's like them niggas done gave us so much game to where we kind of can avoid certain shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because I always think about Rio saying how PZ sat him down, put him in the car, drove him around, told him everything he needed to know about the game, showed him his DistroKid money or whatever it was at the time, and like really kind of put him on game. Because for so many generations of rappers, the whole dream was like, oh, you're going to get signed to a label. They're going to make you a millionaire. They're going to do everything for you. The reality of the game these days is like, you got to be a fucking warrior that goes out there and gets your bread on a daily basis, right?
And look, that's what I love so much about PZ, because it's like, you know, we, me and bro, we was fucked up. We was broke. We ain't had shit. A nigga easily could have been like, yeah, we going to get these niggas $100,000 a piece. And you know what I'm saying? Woo woo. And could have came up with a crazy ass deal and fucked us and all type of shit. But we wouldn't have knew about it. We just, you know, this nigga offering us $100,000. Shit. You know what I'm saying? But he actually showed us how to milk the game. Like, all y'all niggas got to do is rap.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, he ain't give us no, when we signed the Ghetto Boys, he ain't give us no money, no shit like that. Nigga, he gave us more than money, man. He gave us the game. You feel me? And that's going to live on forever.
That's some real shit. But you ever think about signing artists or having an artist under you like that?
Yeah. I think about it all the time. Sometimes I be keeping it real with myself. I don't feel like I'm big enough to sign an artist yet, man. I don't think, because I don't want to cripple nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's still a lot of shit that I'm learning. It's still a lot of shit I don't know about this game. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning as I go.
That's some real shit, though. Cause there was an artist a few months back that I saw before they popped off, and I knew 100%. I'm like, this guy's going to be fucking huge. And I thought about trying to have that conversation about signing and managing him, and I just was like, I don't know what I'm bringing to the scenario necessarily. Like, I just felt like this guy is going to blow up either way. And if I try to like insert myself into his deal or whatever, it's just gonna, I just didn't feel like he needed it. And you know, realistically, if I wanted to work with this artist, it would have been, I don't know, it would have felt kind of selfish. I would have felt like he's going to be fine on his own. Which might sound kind of foreign, I get from the way you're looking at me, that you're thinking like, Adam, you could have done a lot for him. Yeah, true, but I don't know. I just, and also just knowing myself, I'm so focused on my business and my life that I just couldn't really imagine myself doing the things that you would have to do in order to really fully embrace an artist, like being on tour with them, you know.
Right, and a nigga can't do nothing but respect that.
Yeah.
Because like I said, you could have got in this shit and fucked it up and, you know what I'm saying, won for yourself.
Right.
But you're not that type of nigga, so.
Yeah.
There's some niggas that's that type of nigga, though.
Yeah.
You feel me? You just ain't one of them.
Hey, you want to know something funny? Is I actually, I was a little taken back. I was in the gym this morning watching that video I said where you were giving the tour of Flint, and I saw the house that you lost your virginity in.
Yeah.
And that shit was a straight
2714
North
Chevrolet.
Yo, I was like, that's a crazy spot. It probably looked a little bit better back then, but.
Oh, yeah, it was way better back then. You know what I'm saying? Pops never made sure that bitch looked good, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You ever feel like you're too famous to be just around the city like that? Or
I never feel like that.
You're comfortable enough that you don't see it as being a danger?
I ain't going to say comfortable because I'm always on my P's and Q's no matter where you at. You got to think about it. Most rappers get killed at home.
Right.
It be the, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be somebody in from your own city down there that took a lot of rappers' life from their own city. So it's like, I don't know, bro. I keep my head high.
Right.
I pray to God, watch over me. It is what it is.
Is Flint that kind of city, though, where they're really taking people's lives for what they got?
Hell yeah. It's but like that's any city, bro. Like, this motherfuckers are hungry, bro. The pandemic fucked the world up. Motherfuckers are hungry.
That is something that I hear everybody say.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
Because during the pandemic, everybody had money, bro. Motherfuckers who ain't never had no money popped up with some money. New car, you know what I'm saying? Everybody had money. But they thought that shit was going to last for forever.
Right.
No, it ain't going to last for forever. Now niggas back broke. Niggas back hungry.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas like shit. And then society going up, rent going up. food going up, all that. So it's really even worse now.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers are. Mm-hmm.
I knew a dude who had a bike shop, and during the pandemic, everybody started buying a lot more bikes because they got free time. They want to go have fun, whatever. So he starts, you know, he feels like, oh, everything's good. This is never going to run out. The demand for these bikes is going to be like this. So he starts investing into the business like crazy. But then after a year or two or whatever, the fucking pandemic's over and people aren't buying shit the same way. And the whole business kind of fizzled out because he basically like invested too much at a certain point. And even, bro, when I think about it in retrospect, like during the pandemic, our numbers had never been higher than that. Right. We had so many goddamn people watching everything we were doing live and shit like that.
The numbers was crazy.
And I'm just thinking, oh, we're lit. We're popping. Like, you know, I'm not really thinking like this is because of the pandemic.
Quarantine.
And you look at it now and you're kind of like, oh, okay. So, you know, like granted, like I'm glad that we didn't like overinvest during that time period. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of people basically made that mistake.
Hell yeah. A lot of people make that mistake.
Mm, definitely. So, all right, what else is on the table right now for you in terms of things that you're working on? Just you planning on any tours, anything like that?
We just did our little, we working on this little tour, this little Flint Wave tour. We actually just did our first show, last weekend in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We got a couple more cities that's tapped in, and then I'm also going on a tour with Raw Running With Motion with C-Mo.
Mm-hmm.
I got a show out here.
Oh, all right.
For the first time.
First time.
Well, when me and Rio came out here, we did do that little show, but it was on some unexpected shit. It was just, oh, y'all here.
Right.
Pop up.
See, that is how the pandemic changed shit, though, is because it used to be like rappers were just getting booked left and right for whatever. Like, you wouldn't be able to come here without somebody being like, hey, come play this party, this club, whatever.
Sure.
That shit all kind of slowed down to a certain extent.
But since then, and that was what, probably, I think we came out here, what, 2019, or that was 2020, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that. But this would be my first show in L.A., July 12th.
Fire. Let me know. I'll pop up.
I definitely let you know. I'm going to send you the flyer.
Let's do it.
But, yeah, me, Louis, Ray, and C-Mo.
Okay, that's a lot. That's
you know what I'm saying? Coming to L.A., finna come rock out. I need all my L.A. people. Tap in.
Amazing. Let's get it. So, anything you want them to know about? Anything in particular they got to check out?
I need y'all to go check out them last couple videos I dropped. Still go stream that senior season. I'm working on new projects. It's a lot of more music I'm still dropping. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to doing. I want to do some bigger features.
Mm.
That's what I'm on right now. I want to get in that bag to where I want to get. I want to work with people.
Well, if I pay you for a feature and it's whack, I want my money back.
For sure.
That's an RMC Mike quote.
For sure. I don't mind paying you for a feature.
But when I heard
feel
that,
like it's worth it.
I was like, who did he pay for a feature? You ever actually done that, or is this more hypothetical?
I don't think I paid for no
feature. Okay, it's just, if that does happen.
Yeah, if it does happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, if that does happen, I want my money back. You would, too.
Right.
All right, listen, man. When I go do verses for niggas, unless I'm, like, sending it over the email, which I don't, I never get rejected, but I always ask the nigga, like, do you approve of that?
Mm.
Because it's like, shit, I might think I'm going hard, but he might not think I'm going hard. So if you don't like it, let me know. I'll go in there and redo it.
But you can imagine how complicated this would be if you pay for a future verse and he sends it back and it just ain't what you were looking for. You don't think it sounds right on that beat. It's like, it's got to be tough to be like, hey, man, wondering if you could go back in the booth.
I ain't going to lie. It's certain niggas you know just you can't do
yeah,
that to.
For
you
real.
Can't do that to future. He going to look at you crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Point scene money gone. Fuck,
probably be the last time you ever speak to him at that point, yeah.
Yeah, because that feature going to hit you for a ticket.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole problem. You just spent more than you ever spent on anything in your whole
no
life,
bullshit.
And you ain't fucking with it.
That motherfucker going to cost you a ticket, so yeah.
Oh my God! I remember though, back in the day, I was putting together a record for this label, and we asked the rapper to rap on it. He agrees on the price and shit, and then he sends it back. And this was a rapper where I never disliked the verse I heard from him, and he sends it to us, and he did some totally different shit and had auto-tune all over it. And I was just like, "What the fuck are we gonna?" It didn't happen for various other reasons, but I was just like, "What the fuck am I gonna do with this? This shit sounds horrible. This is the last thing I wanted to hear from this guy."
That's crazy. Yeah I would have been pissed.
Yeah, it happens sometimes.
I mean, you know, it's all a gamble.
Yeah.
But when you a good artist, man, you supposed to give the people your 110% anyway.
You're very consistent.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I couldn't see you coming with a weird ass auto tune verse.
You crazy? Because I got one.
You got a few?
Yeah, I got a few.
Sure, they're solid.
I got a few. For real. I be it's like I said, bro. You know, sometimes it be feeling. I just be trying shit, bro. Because you never know.
Right.
This day, you never know. And then it's never going to be the son that you think it's going to be.
Mm.
That's what I have noticed.
Right.
I didn't drop some shit I thought was the hardest shit in the world, put it out, and it ain't do shit.
Really?
But I didn't put some shit that I was like iffy about out, and that bitch go crazy. So it was like, it ain't up for me to decide.
Are you in the studio all the time like that though?
What?
Like, are you recording constantly?
Hell yeah, I always record.
Mm.
You got to keep music in the woo woo.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But some rappers like feels like they just kind of do it here and there, and they feel like everything they make is hot. And then some rappers are recording 20 songs a week. And
no, you just listen. As long as you get in that bitch, I put it like that. You get in that bitch every day and make 2 songs, man. You good?
Really? 2 a day?
2 a day. Not saying that's what I do. It's more. Sometimes I get more than 2 a day.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. I could do an EP in one session.
Right.
Easy.
I believe it.
You know what I'm saying? It just certain songs you ain't gonna. Certain songs be for certain shit. Like, you can't put a mixtape song on an album. Mm. And you can't put an album song on a mixtape.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to know the... I think that's what I was kind of good at, though. Because, like, Senior Season was the album.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just put Ghetto Assassin out before that.
Right. And I listened to both back-to-back, and there's a big difference. Ghetto Assassin
more mixtape vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But when Senior Season came, I gave you variety.
Right.
Like an album.
I mean, the Street Project is for, like, your existing hardcore fans, and then the album is, like, let's try to make some songs that could go outside of my existing fan base, right?
For sure.
Mm.
You got to know the difference.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You should do an I'm Back remix. I'm not going to say, I don't know who should be on it. But if you put somebody on it, you could potentially, like, if you put the right artist on it, I feel like that song could be gigantic.
I ain't going to lie.
That's in the works?
Damn near.
Hmm.
That's in the works.
Interesting.
That's in the works.
Okay.
From my knowledge, you know.
Okay. Empire in there trying to make shit shake.
Me and the higher ups was talking about it.
That
and they
big.
Were saying like, yeah, we thinking about getting a big artist to hop on a remix.
Well, if that happens and it's huge, then we're gonna look very, very wise right here.
No, for sure.
I like it.
For sure.
RMC Mike.
Yes, sir.
My man, for the
Adam
third time.
22, I appreciate you, baby.
Appreciate you, dog. Much love. RMC Mike, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram, etc. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support.
Free Rio. Free Reese. Free Dog Ghetto. Ghetto Boys. Boys ENT. RMC. Yeah. We doing that.